Will you notice verse 9? But they hearken not. And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. Now, not only was he as bad as the heathen, he was worse than the heathen. And I have news for him. They'll be leaving that land. God will not let them stay in that land. Verse 10, and the Lord spoke by his servants, the prophets, saying, because Manasseh king of Judah hath done these abominations, he hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing much evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab. Just as God had judged both Ahab and Israel, God now is going to judge Jerusalem and Judah. Now listen to this. God says, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. God says, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some dishwashing. I'm going to take them. They're in my land. They're in my dish. God says, I'm going to wipe them right out of that land. Did you ever stop to think, whoever you are listening today, you may think that you're very clever, very sophisticated, and you don't need God. You're walking on his earth. It's his earth. You're breathing his air, by the way, and you're using his sunshine, and you're drinking his water, and he gave you the body that you got. May I say to you, God says that every now and then I wash my dishes. When I do, I just wipe them out of the land. The nations down through the centuries lie along the highway of time, and they're in rubble and ruin. You know why? They did the same thing that we are doing today, living without God. We don't need him. God says, I'll wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish. And that's something very unusual. It looks to me like husbands dried the dishes in that day when the wives... But I don't want to start anything. I can assure you that, and I hope my wife's not listening. Now let me drop down. God says, I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance. I'll deliver them into the hand of their enemies. They shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. God says, I'm going to take my thumb or my finger out of the dike. The enemy's going to come in like a flood. Verse 16, moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much. You see, when a man goes into sin or a nation, they don't sin in just one respect. They sin in many respects. Now, we have not only forgotten God today, we've become an immoral nation. There's lawlessness. There's murders. Why, there are companies that are moving out of some of the great metropolis across this nation today to try to get away from the lawlessness. Well, you can't get away from it until this nation returns to God. That's the first step. Oh, you can have law and order, and I get so provoked today with some of these folk. They will turn the spotlight on communism. And why don't you turn the spotlight on God and say that's what we need today? We're offering nothing but a negative proposition. Let's get rid of communism. Let's get rid of lawlessness. How are you going to get rid of it, friend? You can't get rid of it. You have to turn to God. Now, this man is guilty of murder. And besides his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, and doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now we're told, now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of his, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Now, this is the story of this man. Not much to say other than he was evil and he was corrupt. Verse 19, Amon was 20 and 2 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Meshulemeth, the daughter of Haraz of Jotbah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did. He's a bad one too. And so we don't have much about him. Verse 23, the servants of Ammon conspired against him, slew the king in his own house. People of the land slew all them that conspired against King Ammon. Revolution, you see. That's what all of this leads to, is revolution. We're today, as a nation, on the road to revolution. And it's unfortunate, but our leaders seem to be interested in only one thing, and that is to get elected. And it seems like some are actually willing to sell their own country in order to do that. We're living in dangerous days, friends. Now, we're told this man, he was buried in the sepulchre in the garden of Uzzah also, and Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead.